Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Hey, Carly Pierce, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, it's good to see you.
You too.
Thank you for coming in. We mainly had you back so that we can talk about your thoughts on the Wicked movie version, because the last time you were in, we were talking about Wicked. It was your favorite. We knew the movie was coming.
Yes.
We hadn't seen it. Mm-hmm. Where are you with it?
I have not seen it. I know. It's embarrassing.
What?
I'm embarrassed that I haven't seen it because I am such a fan.
It literally could stream on your own TV now.
When I get home, I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll do it on my flight home.
All right. Well, I guess we have to talk about your music then.
I know.
Hey, I'm really thankful that you're here this morning with your coffee, fully glammed up, because you just put on an amazing show last night, and you're not even done. You have more shows.
Yeah.
And you did a new song.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the audience loved it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking? Is that it must be so nice to be at a point in your career where everybody obviously knows the stuff that you've put out. They're word perfect. They're singing along to everything. They love it. But they also are really, really open and hungry for the new stuff that they haven't heard before either, because not everybody would get that reaction to a song that nobody's heard.
Yeah. I still get that feeling of, oh my God, is anybody going to like this? Are they going to care? But it's fun to see them in the moment accepting and embracing new music. And I think from 29 to Hummingbird, it was a long pause in music for me, just because
I had some stuff going on.
I was trying to come to terms with everything that was happening in my life, and I don't want to do that again. I feel very inspired and want to keep super serving.
You mean you don't want to have those big pauses? You want
I want to just keep it going.
I got
it moving. So it's really fun to get to start to play new music.
The deluxe version of Hummingbird has a couple new songs on it as well, doesn't it? Yeah. So that those presumably you kind of, well, were they sitting there somewhere between kind of Hummingbird and the deluxe version, or did you write them in between?
I wrote two of them actually for the 29 album.
Okay.
So they're a little bit older, but they've been my favorites, and they just didn't fit on the album when I was making it, and they didn't really fit on Hummingbird. So I've been kind of keeping them locked away, trying to find a time for them, and it feels like now. And then one song I wrote like 2 months ago.
Okay.
So you're getting like a fresh, fresh new one and then two others.
Can you write when you're on the road? Because some people, that's when they write, constantly write. Some people don't write at all when they're on the road.
Yeah, Thomas Rhett, I love him. I don't know how he does it, because I have like touring brain and then I have like writing brain.
Yeah, I imagine.
For the most part, I try to keep them separate.
Yeah.
So I write when I'm home.
I get that. So do you compartmentalize a lot in your life in general?
I kind of have to. So
are you good at it, or did you have to get good at it? Because I would love to be one of those people that's like, I'm not thinking about that now. I'm here, but I'm not. I'm like, yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, I am like that.
Okay.
I don't look at my schedule. I look at, like, the day that I'm on.
Yeah.
And then I know, I've just learned, I think, you know, I'm coming up on 10 years, I guess, soon. I guess 8 years since Every Little Thing. So I've gotten good at realizing what works for me and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I try to have different...
Be present.
Areas. Yeah. And it's hard.
It is hard. Do you meditate or anything like that? Are you that person?
I run, which sounds like not meditation, but to me, it feels like meditation.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to not do it.
And like, what do you listen to when you run? Do you listen to music? Some people listen to podcasts when they run, and I just think, I couldn't do that.
I've tried that. I can't do it either. I've listened to like audiobooks, and I'm like, it's like, surely I'm coming up on a mile and it's been like 5 seconds.
I know.
I either run with nothing.
Oh, your own thoughts.
Sometimes I just like to listen, which is weird because I'll get tired of music sometimes. Like this morning, I ran from anything from the Jonas Brothers to Beyonce to a bluegrass record.
So you were running this morning in London, but were you on a treadmill or were you out and about?
I've been on this European tour for the last few weeks, and it has been so cold everywhere.
Yes, it
has. I was the girl out at the park this morning in a tank top and shorts, so happy running. Oh. Everybody's like running in their parkas. And
it is a little warmer today, to be fair.
It was awesome. So I ran outside today.
I literally said on the show yesterday, because it was supposed to be a little bit warmer today, I was like, there will be people in their shorts tomorrow. Little did I know it would be Carly Pearce.
It was me. People were looking at me like I was literally in a tank top, didn't even have a sweatshirt. And I was like, hey guys, it's warm here. Go to Copenhagen, talk to me.
You're like, you know those like frat guys that like no matter if it's like 5 feet of snow on the ground, they're wearing shorts and a hoodie? You're that guy.
I actually am that guy. Like even in my natural, like when I'm at home, at my workout classes, everybody makes fun of me because I show up in shorts when there's snow on the ground.
Right, okay.
I just don't really like to work out in leggings.
Okay, that's fair. Listen, you do you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Thanks.
What were you, I saw this on socials, what were you Googling the word cookie for?
I don't know what has happened to me over here, but all cares, restraints, willpower, they've gone out the window.
Good, yeah. What happens on tour stays on tour, Carly.
Yeah, it's really bad. I've become obsessed with cookies on this trip. I have no idea why. I also ate McDonald's last night at like 2 a.m.
What?
Yeah, I got into this rhythm where we Uber Eats cookies to our venues or hotels and eat all of them.
Delicious.
But somebody stole my cookies in London. I was here.
They stole your cookies?
February 4th, my driver stole my cookies. He picked them up.
That is one star.
And then he just went away.
That is one star.
I was like,
if
you...
Wow.
Yeah, and you don't want to make me mad on one of those.
So were
apps.
You Googling cookies to be like, what do they call cookies here? Or were you Googling cookies like, where can I get cookies?
Where can I get... So it was like, I didn't know...
the popular cookie in the UK.
Well, I also didn't know, like, what dessert... You know, in Nashville, I have my go-to places if I need a cookie.
Yeah.
Or if I need ice cream, I know what I want. So here, I was like, they've got to have really good stuff.
What flavor ice cream are you going for when you're going for ice cream?
Well, two nights ago. So last night, I ate McDonald's.
Yes, delicious.
Also ordered a vanilla shake. I've never done that in my entire life. But two nights ago, I found a place in London called Millie's.
Yes.
And at Millie's, they serve Baskin-Robbins. So I was like, well, that has to happen. So I had 3 scoops of Baskin-Robbins that were giant scoops, and I ate all of it.
Delicious.
I made my manager also eat. We actually picked the same, chocolate, vanilla, and cookies and cream, and it was banging.
Wow. Yeah, I like a cookies and cream. I don't like bits, though, in the ice cream, to be honest with you, so I have to mush it up. You know, like, I don't mind cookies and cream because that's kind of crumbly, but if we're talking like a big chunk of hard chocolate in there, I don't like that.
I do.
Asking the important questions here on Absolute Radio Country. So you still have Bristol, Birmingham, Manchester, and Glasgow to go, right?
And Dublin.
But you've been to all of these places before?
I haven't been to Birmingham.
Birmingham, okay.
And I don't think I've been to Bristol, right?
Oh, but Bristol's great.
I've been to Glasgow, Belfast.
Yes.
Dublin.
So Birmingham, make sure you say Birmingham.
Birmingham,
Alabama.
Yeah.
They'll be so impressed if you say Birmingham.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Bristol, you can just say that. That's fine.
Okay.
Bristol's a lovely city. Do you get a chance to see these cities when you're there?
Yeah, we've been walking around and kind of take the whole day. We don't play till pretty late, so it's nice.
Because we had Brothers Osborne in a couple, like last week or something. They were just, one of them, TJ, was just staying on Nashville time. He was like going to bed at 5 a.m. You just said you were ordering McDonald's at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Where are you in that process? Like, do you try and kind of get on the time you're on? I guess it depends how long you're here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for a month, so there's no, like...
You're here for a month?
Mm-hmm.
You yes. live here? Is that what you're telling me?
I live here. This
you
is
and
longest...
Darius Rucker. You know he moved here.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. London, I get. Mm-hmm. I would move here. The guys are really cute, too.
They are.
I was running, and I was like, where? Hello?
And the accent.
Yeah, and they're tall.
And they'll love your accent as well.
Oh, my God.
In that case, do say Birmingham.
Anyways, sorry to get sidetracked. I come here early before tour starts to get regulated.
You like to settle in.
Yeah, I don't want to be... I don't know why I've been up the last few nights till 2. I think because we had such a good show and...
Yeah,
and
I mean, it must be... I think anybody can relate to that, even if they're, you know, not on stage with everybody adoring
yeah.
them. If you do something that kind of takes your energy
yeah.
and you're doing it quite late, you can't just... go straight to bed.
No,
right
you're like
that.
Really excited. But I mean, most nights that we've been out here, I'm in bed by like midnight.
That's
pretty good.
That's totally acceptable. Yeah. I always say whenever we play Truck on Fire, which we play it a lot, I'm always like, oh, Lord have mercy. Don't mess with Carly Pierce. And also really going to affect the insurance premium on that truck. But I love it because it's such a sassy little song.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
You know, I've never...
set a truck on fire?
No. I once thought about setting someone's stuff outside and lighting it on fire, and my mother encouraged it.
Did she?
Yeah. And I was too scared to do it. She did other things to the stuff. But, yeah, it's kind of like, to me...
It's very dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get it. I think we've all been in situations where you're just like...
You just have had it. So,
yeah.
To me, this was like a fun song. I always try to think about if a girl is hurting or sad,
yeah.
I want to give her some sort of empowerment, too.
Yeah.
So, you think about somebody who's cheated on you or done something awful to you. You have this little fantasy of, like, the
of
most
course.
Ultimate revenge.
Yeah.
And I feel like this song is like the song that they can, her and her girlfriends can get ready to and scream at the top of their lungs and just have
Absolutely.
That fantasy in their head.
Yeah.
You know, recently a video went viral of a girl, I think over here, I think she was in England, screaming, crying, listening to What He Didn't Do, singing it, and throwing all of somebody's stuff in the trash can. And I was like, I think I've caused people to do like crazy things.
You are getting ready to do a little thing to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry.
Mm-hmm.
A, that's a really big deal, but also the Opry's been a big deal in your life
yeah.
too. Like, what an honor to do that.
Yeah. I mean, from the time I was very, very little, I told my parents that I wanted to sing on the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it is, if you matter at all to country music, you're affiliated with the Opry. And it's always been something that's been important to me. And I became a member a few years ago, and it's crazy to...
You got your own mailbox backstage.
I do. It's
so
exciting.
Fun. Do you know who had your mailbox before?
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just wondering. Because when I was there for Lainey Wilson's induction,
yeah.
you know, the lovely door guy that's
yes.
been there forever,
I
who's
love
backstage,
him.
who's just full of stories, he was telling us who had Lainey Wilson's mailbox before, and I think it was Loretta Lynn.
Stop
it. It was somebody like, I could have it wrong, but it was somebody like really big and iconic. And
I'm going to have to ask him when
yeah,
I go back.
Yeah, find out who had your mailbox before.
He never told me that on my induction.
I don't think he told Lainey either. He just told me.
That's so fun. I love the Opry. The fact that it is having this milestone year of 100 years and the fact that I get to be a part of that is really a crazy thing. I'm doing something very special on it, on the show, getting to pay tribute to one of my heroes. And, you know, it's fun to see all the different decades
yeah.
coming together for this performance.
What are you going to get up to for the rest of your time in the UK other than performing and ordering milkshakes at McDonald's?
Oh, my God, I know. I
jogging in shorts.
I know, pretty much all of that.
Have you seen all of the things you want to see? Like, have you, because you've been here so many times.
Yeah.
You've done all the bits. Like, you've seen Big Ben
yeah.
and the London Eye and
yep.
the Palace and kind of all of that sort of stuff. So
yeah,
you don't
I went
need
in
to...
the London Eye. I didn't like it.
No.
I got in it and we started to go up and I wanted to get out of it.
Can't
and
get
it was
out.
Too
talk.
Late. I feel like I've seen everything of that sort.
But see, that's great because then you can just hang out and be like a Londoner or a Glaswegian.
I spend a lot of time on Oxford Street
yes.
and
Are you like
Selfridges? Oh, yeah.
All right. Have you been to Liberty? If you want shopping, there's only one Liberty store in the world.
Really?
And it's not that far from here. And it is like, thank me later.
Do you know that I already had to buy another suitcase because of the shopping that I've done in London? Literally on like day three, I was like, well, this isn't going well.
Yeah, that happens. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you might need another one after
yeah,
Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty.
Thank me later.
I will.
Hey, good to see you, Carly
you
Pierce.
You too.
See you soon.
All righty.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.